Welcome, Sebastian.
Hello, Josh. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty busy today, but also pretty good.
Good. Let's see. From this side, it only looks like we have two folks on, but I'm guessing that you have more people in the room. Is that true?
No. Really nice here with me, and I think we are still waiting for the Gdańsk side.
Okay. All right. We'll give it a few more minutes.
Nie wiem, czy nas słychać. Nie.
Hello. I'm wondering if we have everyone, if we should get started.
Looks like we do, but it would be good if someone on the Gdańsk side could confirm.
Aha. To my nie słyszymy.
I think maybe they can't hear us.
Yeah, that's exactly what Claudia just said, but in Polish.
Ah. I knew that. I don't think I did.
Your Polish is getting better.
Ah, thank you.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, can you hear us?
Yep.
The sound is good.
We can hear you perfectly good.
Okay.
Okay, so at this point, I believe we have everyone.
All right, perfect. Well, welcome everyone. Let's see, this is the showcase for Sprint 129 of OpenLMIS. And I think we're gonna get started. I'm gonna be filling in for Wes today because as we all know, Wes is out on paternity leave. And we'll be back in, I think it's a couple weeks at this point in time. I forget the exact date. But Wes will be back soon. And so I'm going to try to stumble through this. And I think what we typically do is we have our recording going. That's great. I'm going to share my screen. 1 second here. And I'm going to ask if you can see my screen.
Mm-hmm. We can see.
Okay. All right, so this is Sprint 129. I'm going to go ahead and click the Complete Sprint button. I don't think I want to do that. Maybe I'll do this later.
Yeah, maybe if you can not close the sprint yet. We are usually doing that on the sprint planning and then just moving the issues to the next sprint.
Ah, okay, perfect. Then I will go to the sprint report because I think we do start the sprint off this, or the showcase off this way. Let's see real quick. Oops, move to 129. All right, sprint 129. So here's our burn down chart, which is looking pretty good. We're a little bit off, but looking pretty good. We have completed 33 story points. And I believe that I just saw that this was 11 stories or 11 tasks, or 11 JIRA issues is the way JIRA counts it. So that's also looking pretty good. We have a number of things here, about 39 story points that are in progress, QA, and one in to-do. So still being worked on. And let me ask a quick question. Is there anything else about this that we usually look at? Any questions about this?
No, not really. The only other thing that we do is review the sonar.
All right. And I was just looking through sonar, and this looks like everything is passing. So these are all the OpenLMS v3 jobs. And yeah, it looks like everything you hear is passing. So that's great. All right, I think that concludes the intro. And I think at this point, I'm ready to hand it over. Who should I hand it over to?
So I can start with just a high level summary of what we have done. And then I will hand it over to particular team members to talk about the stuff that they have done. And so let me share my screen real quick and let me ask you if you can see it.
Yes, coming through.
Mm-hmm. So our sprint goal for the sprint was to build a UI for product management that included the UI for managing core deliverables, program deliverables, and facility type approved products. As you can see, we can't really call this sprint goal as met since we have some of those tickets in QA and one in review. That was partially caused by the fact that we didn't predict that there is some additional backend work that we need to do in order to support that. And this includes some of those tickets that are in the done column, the ability to search facility type approved products by orderable ID, and perhaps there was another one of those four that are marked with a red flag indicating that the sprint goal. On the other hand, most of the code is ready. Maybe we will be able to see some of that working. So that would be great. And the last thing that I can mention is that the sprint spirit animal for this sprint was the Fennec Fox. And if you are wondering how it looks like, this is the Fennec Fox. And now we are ready to talk about the stuff that was completed during this sprint, and I will let Paulina start.
Let me show my screen. So during this ticket, I finished the ticket to adjust requisition line item to use FM versioning. So I added FTAP identities of ID and version number to the requisition line item entity. So now it works in such a way that that when we get a requisition and requisition line items within this requisition, we take FTAP identities and we search for proper facility type approved products by these identities, ID and version, so we get a proper FTAP. Also, I removed the max periods of stock value from requisition line item entity, so it's not snapshotted anymore. we just take this value from DTO object to make proper calculations. But the response hasn't changed. To be honest, I don't have anything more to show about this ticket. So maybe if you have any questions, then I could say something more.
I don't think I have any questions at the moment, but I've been following along with this. So this is looking great. Thank you.
Okay. And that will be everything from me for now. So I can hand it over to Gdańsk.
Okay, so let me share my screen. Okay, so can you see Jira board?
Oh, which should we be able to see? We can see a browser.
Okay, so maybe now?
Yes.
Okay. So the first ticket that I've worked on in this sprint is about adding ability to search ftabs by orderable ID. And it was needed because of our UI infrastructure, because we decided to display ftabs on the orderable page screen in administration. We should only display ftabs for the proper orderable. Now it is possible to choose orderable and send a request, and in response we have only a facility type approved products which are related to the proper orderable. Yeah, and the next one is about renaming version ID to version number, because we decided to do this because it's maybe more we think it's better. Yeah, I remember that we talk about this in some thread on Discourse, and we decided to rename this to version number.
Yeah, I think the main reason was that version ID in our code style guide indicates that it is a UID, and we are using sequence numbers for versioning. So the decision on the forum post was to go with version number.
Yeah. Thank you. We can just see maybe commit that change this, or maybe update definition will be better. Okay, and version ID. There's no version ID, but we have version number in some endpoints. Okay, and the last ticket, which is now in QA, is about implementing UI for facility type approved products. And I've implemented it based on the mockups, which were on forum. And I can quickly show you. So when we move to editing a product, then we have some tabs and facility types tab, which includes list of facility type approved products related to the following orderable. And we can edit some part of facility type approved product, maybe emergency order point. And was it or this? Yes, this. We can also remove it, which means that it will be inactive and it's not displayed here, but we can add it again. And the previously inactive facility type approved product is now active, and it's the same that we previously deactivated. It's not the newest one. And it's not a new one. It's the newest version of the removed one. Yeah, and I can also show you that this screen, this tab is available when a system administrator doesn't have manage orderables right, but only right to manage facility type approved products. So now we have we don't have. Something went wrong. Okay. Yes.
Okay, so maybe we should add a note to the ticket that this needs to be looked into. It's still in the QA, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You should go and test open any stock. I check it.
Yeah, it should work maybe. Never mind. I can just look at it after the showcase. So basically that's it.
Yeah, the UID is out of date.
Oh.
It's from yesterday, so.
Okay. Yeah, maybe that's it.
So I noticed two other small flaws, but they could have been already fixed as well. One was about a typo in the model. So when you went to edit the facility type approved products, it said manage facility type approved products rather than approved products.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the other was that there was no translation for the message when you clicked save on editing the facility type approved product. It just showed the message key.
Okay.
If you can note down those two things and look into them, that would be awesome.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Helga.
So I will stop sharing my screen.
Yeah, thanks for that. That was really great to see come along.
I can next, let me share my screen. Okay. So in last sprint, I was working on 40 cats. In first, I had to mark submitted endpoint in requisition service as deprecated. Firstly, I checked if this endpoint is not used in other services. It isn't, so I could mark it as deprecated. Next ticket described a bug. Where user couldn't click manage button, sprint button on manage proof of delivery. It was caused by missing records in demo data. So I added it to proof of delivery, proof of delivery line items, shipments and shipments line items. Now it works properly. Next ticket describe internal server error returned after entering an even a page number without providing the size parameter. It occurs for all endpoints when we add positive page parameter and size parameter not greater than zero. So we added validator to endpoints, which checked if page and size parameter are correct. Maybe I show you how it works now. For this endpoint, I add page one and no size, and I get the endpoint to return but request error with an error message that the page size is not specified. In another example, I add page one and size zero, and we get message that the page size should be a positive number. This solution is implemented for all endpoints. Unfortunately, I not finished implement UI for program order labels, but I can show you what I have now. Yes. So we have new tab programs with when user have writes order label manage, he can add new program to order label. This list is filtered out. Now here we see only programs
which not exist in current or variable. So when we add a new program API, then on this list, we have only three programs. We can also edit programs. Let's remove it. When we change rights for this user, so now user have only managed facility approved or labels. Now user has access only to one button, view, and all fields are disabled. Okay, that's all, I think. Do you have any question?
I think I had one question, and that is the doses per patient in that program orderables, or just, yeah, in this programs here. Is that a required field? It seemed like all the fields are required. I can't remember if something like doses per patient was required.
I think all fields are required.
Okay.
So Ola, maybe if you can double check that with our with the database, with our database schema. That would be great.
Okay.
And with the endpoint, of course. So all of this should be consistent. We should require the same thing in the database schema, in the endpoint validator, if we have an end on the UI. And I also had one small comment. So it seemed that in a few messages, we are using the term orderable program. And I think how we used to name the those were the program orderables. So just the order should be different.
Okay. You say about message when we edit and create new program or table.
Can you click here? Yeah, we don't have that here. So yeah, it was on the edit page, I believe. So it said like save the orderable program successfully or something.
Yes.
So it's just that everywhere I think we are calling it program orderables and not orderable programs.
Ah, okay. Okay.
So that's just it. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for showing all this. This was great.
Mm-hmm. So this message should be probably changed.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Okay, that's all.
Okay, so I guess it's my turn now. Let me share my screen. Can you see it?
Yep, it's coming through.
Okay, so this sprint I was mainly focusing on some UI work as usual. So for the tickets I have finished the sprint was refactoring the reference data UI test, which took me a lot of time actually because of the amount of modules that we have there, but if we visit the the repository. Am I actually the one, the only one who's getting the issue with GitHub that it won't let me log out, basically?
I don't ever log out, so I can't tell you.
Yeah, once you're in, that's it. It knows you forever.
Yeah, so the issue here was basically rewriting all the unit tests for the reference data UI to use the context to store all the variables instead of basically specifying them in the describe block. We did that because storing them in the describe block is actually causing some memory leaks, and Jasmine don't have any other way to fix that. I don't think it's a problem with newer versions of Jasmine, but we don't have that yet. So yeah, we had to solve that in a different way. Yeah, so as you can see, I won't go through all the files because there was like a lot of them. But the amount of work was quite significant. Yeah, so other than that, I have also finished the UI caching architecture. I mean the document. You can check it out here if you haven't done that already. So I won't be going through that document as we were talking about on the last tech committee as well. And other than that, I was working on implementing UI for the orderables. So as you can see, we now have the edit button. We can visit it. And as you can see, we can edit anything about the order labels. I have also split the screen into multiple tabs, like programs, facility types, and kit unpack list, which is taking some time to log in. I mean, not to log in, but to load at the moment. But we are also working on it at the moment, and it should be fixed pretty soon. Okay. And so as you can see, we have all the fields required, with the exception of down to zero. This was by the requirements. I can save the product. As you can see, the transitions are quite smooth. That's because we are not refetching the data every time we enter the screen, unless we really have to. So as you can see, I can go to any of them, and I won't be doing any requests, which would be unnecessary in this. In this case, so as you can see, I went back to the orderables. Now I can go to any of the screens, and I'm only refetching the data when I'm entering the list view. What will happen is that if I try to visit any of the orderables, but that is on a different page, so it's basically fitting with the UI, with the URL, you will see that the request is actually done right here, but that's because we were trying to enter an orderable which is on a different page. And if we go back to the product list, we'll be on the first page. Okay, so that's basically everything for me. I was also working on improving the performance of the product at product screen. So this is the, for example, kit unpack list. In this case, we are actually fetching all the orderables to show them on the page list. but the component was not supporting the backend pagination. After the changes, the switch will be almost instant. But I don't have that work finished yet. It also requires some changes to pagination, so we will definitely have a breaking change on the UI components pretty soon. Yes, so I believe that's everything for me. And this is also my last day at SolDevelo. So I would like to thank you, everyone, for being able to work with you. It was really fun. And I hope to see you in other projects. And awesome. I will be stopping sharing my screen and pass the ball to someone else.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you, Nicodem. it's a surprise that today is the last day, so I wasn't prepared. But yes, thank you for everything that you've done for the project, and I hope that you keep in touch because I've certainly enjoyed seeing the progression of the UI, and you've been a big part of that. So yes, thank you, and as well as just as the minor comments for the showcase, that was great work. So it's also really exciting to see the showcase here come along with the product screens. That's great work.
Yeah, I agree that it was especially good that we took this performance considerations, that you don't reload the orderable unnecessary. It will be very convenient when updating several products, which happens quite often. So like, I think in Malawi that the prices updates happen weekly. So they go and update a couple of orderables. So it will be very convenient for them that they don't have this additional loading time each time that they click on the edit on the orderable. And another thing, of course, thanks Nicodem very much for the amazing contributions to OpenLMIS and to the UI. Our UI will never be the same again without you. So.
Well, thank you. I will definitely try to keep in touch with you, and I will leave my personal contact. So if you have any questions about the UI or anything, I will basically be able to answer.
I wouldn't declare that if you don't want to be spammed about UI questions each day.
but that's why I will be leaving my email address and not a phone number. So
that's clever.
So I believe that's everything from the SolDevelo side. Am I right? So awesome.
I don't have anyone else with me.
Yes, same here.
All right. Well, I think that means that concludes our showcase. I don't think that there's anything else that we typically cover in a showcase. Am I missing anything?
No, that's everything.
All right. Well, again, Wes will be back in a couple weeks here to resume the showcases. So we're looking forward to that. And otherwise, thank you, everyone. A big thanks to Nicodem, and I wish him well. And yes, please keep in touch. And this has been the showcase for Sprint 129 for OpenLMIS. Thanks, all.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.